27-year-old landscaper Ryan Carr is about to take his brand new hedge trimmer to the shrubs forming the letter C in the word cape, a letter that's 18 feet high.
The bushes are so big, you really don't notice how big they are till you're right up against them. And it's very hard to see a little swerve in, you know, in the curve of a C. You got to take your time, stand back from your work, eye it up, and just plan on, you know, giving it a good amount of time and paying attention to detail.
Carr has been shaping and maintaining the Cape Cod shrubs for some 6 years now and says it's become a labor of love for him and his co-workers.
We like to come over the bridge and see it, and the people that know we do it, you know, they give us tons of compliments. And most of the time you tell somebody, you know, hey, I do the bushes, and they don't believe you, you know, because it's, oh, wow, you do the bushes, huh? And it is. We get a good kick out of it. It's good.
Some folks believe the shrubs have been there for decades. The topiary, in fact, is a recent addition to the Upper Cape. Prior to the mid-1980s, the rotary was, well, your basic rotary, uninspired flat grass and a few bushes. Around this time, according to the State Highway Department, a concerted effort got underway to improve the landscaping along Massachusetts highways. Then-Governor Michael Dukakis and his wife Kitty were major backers of the beautification efforts.
We were badly neglecting our highways, many of our open spaces. And Kitty and I, and she was very much a part of this, felt that we could do a much better job, not only of just maintaining our highways and public spaces, but making them look good, making them something that would be a source of pride and would enhance the state and its image and its beauty. And, of course, Cape Cod is one of the jewels of this state.
Regional highway officials during the 1980s were also active in beautification efforts in Plymouth and Barnstable counties. They partnered with local groups, tossed around ideas, and in early 1985, it was decided to landscape the Bourne Bridge Rotary to spell out the words Cape Cod in topiary. This is when Dodie Atkins Perry enters the picture. These days, she works at Town Hall in Bourne. But in the mid-80s, she was working off Cape in Taunton at a landscaping business contracted to do the rotary upgrade. And while many people were involved in the project, the contributions of Atkins Perry may be what people see the most.
I was the one who figured out how the shrubs had to be placed so that they could form the letters. It's not terribly difficult. It's just another configuration of how many plants does it take to fill up the space and follow the lines that you want it to follow.
The upgraded rotary came to life in late 1985. State highway employees handled the upkeep and maintenance until 1992, when budget woes forced a downsizing of the state workforce. Rotary maintenance was farmed out to the state's Adopt a Visibility program, which has locals maintaining specific sites in exchange for recognition. That was the incentive for Bourne landscaper Joe Agrillo. His company picked up the contract to maintain the rotary in spring 1993, and he's had it ever since. As a local boy, it's a matter of pride, he says, but it's also good for business.
I've gotten several jobs over the years directly from that, where people have called me and said, I saw your sign at the rotary, it looks great, I want you to come to my house and do work. I know a lot of other landscapers that have said, if you ever give that up, we want it. You know, and I'm not likely to give it up anytime soon.
His crew keeps plenty busy. But Agrillo isn't sure how much maintaining the giant shrub letters cost him.
I've never stopped to figure that out. I probably wouldn't want to. We're there an average of probably 6 to 8 hours a week. The bushes we trim 1 to 2 times a year, depending on the amount of rainfall and how much growth they have. Perform the mowing, the trash pickup, and occasionally we get a car that crashes into it. If they actually make it into the letters and damage them, we have to replace plants in the letters.
Although there have been rumors that the landscape rotary will be going away, state highway officials say there are no immediate plans to alter the site. Over the years, however, proposals tied in with major development projects have been drafted with the goal of improving traffic. Joe Agrillo says he's heard nothing about changes to the rotary. He's happy to maintain it as long as it's there. For WCAI, the Cape and Islands NPR station, I'm Dan Tridle in Bourne.